The 19th Saturday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Little children were brought to Jesus, that he might lay his hands on them, with a prayer. But the disciples scolded those who brought them. Jesus then said, "Let them be. Do not stop the children from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to people such as these." So Jesus laid his hands on them and went his way. Today's commentary is from Father Antoni Carol y Ostenc from Sant Cugat del Vallès in Catalunya. Today we contemplate a scene that unfortunately is a very common one nowadays. Little children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them with a prayer. But the disciples scolded those who brought them. Children are especially loved by Jesus, but we, with our typical adult logic, do not let them get close to Jesus and to the Father. Oh, when they grow up, if they wish, they will choose. What a big mistake. The poor, that is, the needy, those who have nothing, are the object of a special predilection of the Lord. And children, infants, are indeed very poor. They are poor in age, they are poor in formation, they are defenseless. This is why the Church, our Mother, has decided that parents should bring their children as soon as possible to baptism, so that the Holy Spirit may inhabit their souls and they may join the warmth of the community of believers. This is how it is stated by the Catechism of the Catholic Church, as well as by the Code of Canon Law. Legislators of maximum rank in the Church, which, as any other community, must have its own legislation. But no, when they are grown up. This way of going about things is nonsensical. Otherwise, we could ask ourselves, what will the child eat? What his mother gives him without specifying what he would prefer? Or what language will the child speak? The same as his parents. In other words, the child will never be able to choose any other language. Which school will this child attend? Wherever his parents decide to take him, without waiting for him to define which studies he prefers. What did Jesus eat? What his mother Mary gave him. What language did Jesus speak? His parents. What religion did Jesus, the infant, learn and practice? That of his parents, Judaism. Afterwards, as an adult, because of the formation his parents had given him, he founded a new religion. But first, it was that of his parents, naturally.